Q94, it's your Mountain of Rock, living on the edge, and we're going to live on the edge. Have you ever in your life thought about naked ice fishing on Lake North Fork? There's actually a group of people. This was formed in 1977. They nude ice fish. That's right. But tragically, they built a fire on the ice and it melted through, and we've not seen them since. So, you know, but there is a memoriam for them, and we celebrate the ice fishermen of North Fork every February 2nd, along with Groundhog Day. Time for your weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report. Gary Ferracci from the Bayou Resort. Good morning. How are we doing out there, my man?
We are doing well, Gary. A little chilly, but we are doing well.
Well, you know, I bet you've not seen... Well, you may have seen a few trucks and boats go down to the lake. I bet you haven't seen any come back out.
If they can make it down there, boy, that ramp's got to be slick. I can't imagine. Easy to launch, really hard to retrieve.
Yeah, just push your boat off top of the hill, slide right on in.
Yeah,
my goodness.
Yeah. The road's still a little slick.
But you know what? You know what, Gary? I'm going to say Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you're going to see a lot of boats.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Then as soon as we get a little warm up here and we get a little sunshine, then everybody that's been on lockdown and couldn't get out, and now, oh, yeah, it's going to be busy.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. I just got a text. Let's see. Bobby Barnes says I'm crazy. He's been fishing every day.
Well, I've only seen him once. He hasn't stopped it.
Well, he's part of that naked, you know, ice fisherman club.
Oh.
So.
I could see that.
Yes. Hey. So, not probably a whole lot to report on, but that's not to say that the fish are not biting.
The guys that have gone out, a few of them, Borgman, Bleeker, Barnes, they've been catching fish. The last time I talked to Bobby last week, beginning of this week, he was putting them in the boat.
That's a good...
He told me he went out on a rainy day and he thought everybody said he was crazy, but he caught more fish than, yeah.
Well, you know, it's kind of like duck hunting. The worse the weather sometimes, you know, the better.
Yeah.
It's amazing how fish, you know, like when fronts moving in and out, the change of weather, the water temperature drops, fish will get more active. But, you know, it's on right now. The problem is it's just too much dadgum ice on the roads to get to them.
Yeah. Once this clears up, and like you said, we got a couple days coming in the 50s. The ice will melt off the roads. The ramps will be open, and, yeah, be game on.
Well, it's now a good time, Gary, for people to start thinking about their spring and summer getaways. Maybe, you know, start booking the cabins or, you know, looking at the slots for a camper. Is now a good time to get with you all on that?
Absolutely. It fills up really fast, and I already got a lot of guys that do their spring fishing in that. Got a couple tournaments coming up, Bass Cats coming up, and people book now because they go pretty quick. You know, it's the select dates that people want. You know, they disappear fast.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah. So it's a good time to for people to call if they can figure it out and the dates they want coming up. The spring fishing and summer getaways, this is the time to do it now because it goes fast.
Well, and I mean, you've got, of course, you know, the swimming pool, you got great parking, and you're right there close to the lake. I mean, literally, if we had a sled, I bet we could slide into the lake.
Yeah, we could. we could.
You know, that's a thought. I mean, you know, I bet that hill would be a really good one to slide down.
Well, maybe when you get the feeling up to it and we get the next little storm we have here, maybe we ought to do a little sledding competition or something.
Yeah, just get some tractor inner tubes, you know, and Diane could strap you and I on that inner tube and give us a little shove and see how far we'd go.
Yeah.
Because if that way, if we...
First one to the water loses.
Right. If we were in an inner tube, you know, if we hit the water, we wouldn't sink.
Yeah, that's true. It'd be a little chilly, but we wouldn't sink.
All right, Gary. Hey, we appreciate you, my man. And we'll check in with you next week. You know, the fishing's going to be good. It's going to be really, really good after this ice melts where you can get down to the lake. So
absolutely. Absolutely. It's that time of year.
Yep. Hey, for folks that want to know a little bit more, how can they get a hold of you, Gary?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, drop us a line, check out some of the pictures up there. And then, of course, always our website, thebayouresort.com.
Right on. Thank you, my man.
Thanks, Gary. Have a good week.
Yep. Gary Faraci with the Bayou Resort. And again, you can find them in Gamalia, Arkansas, right off of Fout Road. We've got some more rock and roll coming. This hour's all compliments of Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. You need to stop by and see them because they've got all kinds of goodies, all kinds of great stuff just waiting for you to check out. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, looking for a tractor, LS tractors, Bad Boy tractors, and Mahindra tractors. Also, Chick Days is going on. You need to order your chicks by February 11th so you can receive your chicks on March 28th. It's Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply bringing you the 7 o'clock hour on your Mountain of Rock, Q94.